Mark, TV in the 21st century is a lot different than what we had when we were kids. There are DVRs, big widescreen, flat screen sets, zillions of channels on cable, satellite, and of course, an infinity of streaming options on the internet. But still, when you look at it, TV still seems like TV.
Well, Dave, that's true, but there's so much going on behind the scenes that I think we're at a turning point now. And yesterday's TV, your mom's TV, is not going to be your kid's TV any longer. And there are two things that are driving the changes. One is the internet itself is fragmenting the whole network structure of television. Every day it changes. And the other is that the audience is now in control instead of the network chiefs. And that's a huge difference.
I know a lot of people are getting more and more upset with their cable TV packages. It's like, why am I paying for all of these dozens of channels when I only want to watch a few of them? And the internet gives you the option of just getting exactly what you want.
If you want to give a network executive a really bad nightmare, just last thing before he goes to sleep, say the two words, zero TV. Because there's now a very large part of the 18 to 25-year-old demographic, which is a zero TV home ownership. Very common.
Well, is that what it's going to be? I mean, are we going to say goodbye to those great big TV sets in the living rooms?
Not entirely, but if you think of this, again, from the audience perspective and an economic perspective, there are a lot of young people who don't have very much spending money. You know what the unemployment rate is in that crowd. And so it makes a lot of sense to be shifting away from the $150 a month model, which people who are well off are paying today, into a free model, or $7 a month. Something like Amazon or Netflix.
So it sounds like all that bundling, like the cable TV's services offer, that does sound like it is going to go away.
I do think so. It reminds me of cellular telephone bills, you know, where you can't even read the thing. I think we have that same thing going on with cable and pay TV. They have hit about $184 billion worldwide right now. Everybody looking at it says that's the end of that. It's going to go down from here on in.
Now, today, people are still watching a lot of traditional TV. So, you know, how long is it going to take before TV turns into something that, you know, you look at it and go, wow, it really is different now?
Well, it's happened. It's one of those things that happens and it creeps in. You don't quite see it. If you asked how many people are using internet boxes in their TV room, it's a very large number in America, at least, maybe almost half. So Roku and Slingbox and, you know, make a list. Everybody's got their own now. And plus Microsoft's Xbox, Apple's got a TV little box, like just looks just like a Roku box. So people are now already putting the internet into their TV stream. And I think increasingly they're going to be shifting their time away from the old cable big bundle, $150 a month thing, which you can't find anything you want to watch on it. And they're going to go toward, I want to pick this particular movie, and I'll see it when I want to see it. And you can also see the cable guys being threatened by this and suddenly offering, oh, you want to see it when you see it, so you can click on this special channel where you can do that and you use your mobile phone to pay for it. So I think as a wrap-up, Dave, if you look at all these complicated variables, it's really simple. TV isn't going away. It's just changing.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the computing and telecommunications industries at stratnews.com. We spoke through the internet. You can download our monthly conversations on the digital future at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.